Watching China's end of the bargain. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Recently, U.S. Wheat Associates Vice President of Policy Ben Connor said this.
A TRQ is basically just an amount that China is supposed to allow in that's almost duty-free. It's a 1% tariff. And so that's almost 10 million tons of wheat that they're supposed to allow in every year. But they play all sorts of games.
But hopefully this isn't a game. As part of the Phase 1 economic and trade agreement between the U.S. and China, the Chinese agreed to purchase no less than $12.5 billion in U.S. agricultural products during calendar year 2020 and no less than $19.5 billion of U.S. farm and ranch goods in calendar year 2021, on top of a 2017 baseline amount, anecdotally expected to be $24 billion. The baseline is to be applied to both years. Combined, during the first 2 years, China was expected to make agricultural purchases totaling $80 billion and additional purchases across manufacturing, energy, and services of $120 billion. The trajectory of these purchases was expected to continue through 2025. I hope you found this program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.